Welcome. Today is about your relationship with the spoken word. Even if you're not a sports fan, there's a great life lesson in this story. Last night was one of the most incredible college basketball games you'll ever see, Duke versus University of North Carolina. Duke rallied from 13 points down in the final 4 minutes of regulation time. Then Duke had to rally from 5 points down in the final 20 seconds. And this guy on Duke, Trey Jones, hit a jump shot at the buzzer to force overtime. And then in overtime, Trey Jones airballed a shot as time expired, but a Duke player tipped it in. Duke won. It was pandemonium. And the story goes that Trey Jones kept talking it into existence, kept saying to his teammates, "We're not going to lose. Keep fighting. Keep going." What's coming out of your mouth? What are you putting out there? It's a special kind of person who digs deep and believes when the world is telling you it's not likely, it's not possible, not going to happen. More on that in a second. So you might have heard of the Wachowski brothers. They're famous for creating the movie The Matrix. And the Wachowski brothers came up with the idea of The Matrix because a long time ago, they were students of this guy. His name's Dr. Barry Morguelan. People call him Dr. B. You've probably heard me talk about Dr. B. I'm in this year-long program with him right now. And Dr. B often talks about how you exist in the matrix or you exist in the energy. The matrix is this world of distraction and information. The matrix tells you what's possible, and it throws all sorts of limitations smack in your face. The energy is where you turn on this power from within, and you determine what's possible based on your inner strength and your passion and your belief. And the problem is so many people, myself included, we get neutralized by life, by the matrix. We want to believe, but we just can't get there. We want to trust, but we don't totally feel that way. So just using basketball as an example, if you're down 13 points with 4 minutes left, you're probably going to have your doubts, and you can't speak something into existence if you have doubts. If we walk through life even with a little doubt, we walk through life neutralized. We're left to watch amazing things happen on SportsCenter, or we're left to watch something amazing happen to some other fortunate person we know. This is where meditation is so important. It gives us a chance to clear out the doubt and connect to a place inside yourself where your belief is strong, your passion is burning, your mind is clear. And from that place, you can speak about your best life, your best health, your best relationships. But if you can't even speak in those terms, how could it ever be possible? Jay-Z said, "I believe you can speak things into existence." Now look, most of us are not incredibly passionate like Jay-Z or that Duke player Trey Jones. Too much gets in the way to cultivate that inner fire. We can change that. We can ascribe that to our meditation practice. To use this time and feel what's within you to be stronger than what's around you. To use this time to align your thoughts with your words, with your feelings. To use this time to think it into existence, to speak it into existence, write it into existence, work it into existence. Take a moment to get a little more comfortable. Put your right hand on your belly and your left hand on your heart. Right hand on your belly, left hand on your heart. Take a few deep breaths. Let's come to our centering thought. Think it, speak it, write it, work it. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to tune your relationship with the spoken word. If your attention wanders, think it, speak it, write it, work it. Think it, speak it, write it, work it. If your attention wandered, think it, speak it, write it, work it. think it, speak it, write it, work it. Coming back to the moment. What is your relationship with the spoken word? Are you speaking your best life into existence? Or are you, like me, neutralized by the matrix? That's why meditation is so valuable. I keep saying that. There's so much meaning that we can ascribe to this time we spend together. It's time to feel what's within you to be stronger than what's around you. It's time to align your thoughts with your words, with your feelings. It's time to think it into existence, speak it into existence, write it into existence. Work it into existence. Think it, speak it, write it, work it. Think it, speak it, write it, work it. See you tomorrow. Peace.